reason why there is so much division in families, in churches, folks are focusing on the wrong thing.
Dr. Tony Evans says we need to pay more attention to the things that draw us together instead of the things that push us apart.
It is not everybody being the same. It is all the differences moving toward a common goal.
This is the Alternative Broadcast, featuring the timeless biblical teachings from the archives of Dr. Tony Evans. It seems no matter how much we talk about the value of diversity, our differences still separate us, whether they be economic, cultural, political, or racial. Dr. Evans' message today explores unity within the church, and he had this to say as a way to set up what we're about to hear.
The major theme in the scripture is unity. In fact, it is so important that God will literally back away from a person, a family, a church, or a society that insists on illegitimate disunity. Unity is not loss of uniqueness. Unity is oneness of purpose. It is where there is a common goal to be reached and everybody's shooting toward that goal. And so just like in football where you have different positions on the field, they're unique, but there's only one goal line that they're trying to move that ball to. Well, the goal line is the purpose of God to bring glory to God through the advancement of his kingdom. We have uniquenesses as individuals from our family backgrounds, in our church, your styles of worship, even in our political perspectives. But if those differences can be pulled together toward God's goal, then what we can do is be excited about the different things everybody's bringing to the table because we're all shooting after one goal line. So unity, oneness of purpose, not sameness of being.
Well, with those thoughts as background, let's listen as Dr. Evans presents a message exploring the power of the unified church.
When God saved you or birthed you, the new birth, he birthed you into the family of God. In other words, you were born into a community. That community in the Bible is called the church. I want to deal with the theme, the church that God blesses. Because I think in our individualistic environment, America is quite a bit about the greatness of the individual, pulling oneself up by their own bootstraps, pursuing the American dream. All have its place, but in this context, it is easy to lose sight of the fact when God saved you individually, he saved you into a family. And it is the family of God. The concept that I want to deal with today is the unity of the church. God blesses a unified church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read these words, verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually, just as he wills. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all members of the body, though they are many, are one, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized in the one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. The word unity means one. That's what unity means. However, what unity does not mean is the same. Unity and sameness don't go together. Many husbands and wives want to get a divorce, and one of the big reasons is we're so different. Well, shucks, if both of you were the same, one of you would be unnecessary. They're arguing difference and say, we can't make it because we are different. Unity has to do with uniqueness in harmony. It has to do with things that are different moving toward a common goal. On a football team, if everybody was a quarterback, there'd be nobody to catch the ball. If everybody was a receiver, there'd be nobody to throw the ball. If everybody was a running back, there'd be nobody to block. Every position on a football team is different, but there's one thing they have in common, a goal line. They are all headed in the same direction. If one of those teammates go in the other direction, they're going to be removed because they are messing with the unity. When the quarterback calls the play, Every person's job is different, but the different jobs are all headed in the same direction. They are moving toward a common goal. That's why a lot of marriages are in trouble. The man has got his agenda, the woman has got her agenda, and they're pulling in two different directions. You can't be married going two different ways. Some of the confusion exists, I say this to men, because if you're going to go to a goal line, there's got to be a quarterback calling the play. If the quarterback not calling the play, don't blame the family for being confused which way to run. Job of the husband is to call the play, to set the agenda, to point us, family, this is where we're going. I'm going to do this, mom's going to do this, the four kids, we're going to do this, but we're going to do these different things because we're going to arrive at this goal for us all. So unity has to do with the goal to which you are pointed, not the sameness. When in the Olympics an American wins the gold medal, they don't ask the American, what's your favorite song? And then play his favorite song. No, you know, but they play the national anthem because he's part of something bigger. He's not just there representing himself, although he must play his part. He is representing a nation. And so when he wins the gold medal, the national anthem is played because he is connected to something bigger. The concept of unity is oneness, not sameness. It means there has been set forth a common vision. Please notice in the text, he says in verse 4, same spirit. Verse 5, same Lord. Verse 6, same God. Verse 8, same spirit. Verse 9, same spirit. Verse 11, same spirit. Verse 12, body is one. End of verse 12, one body. Beginning of verse 13, one spirit. Middle of verse 13, one body. End of verse 13, one spirit. I think he's trying to make a point. What he's saying is there are different parts, but they're operating on a common direction. The Spirit's job is to take all these different personalities, all these different backgrounds, all these different races. Listen, the Holy Spirit had a big job in the New Testament, and that was getting Jews and Gentiles to go to church together. Jews didn't want to deal with Gentiles. Gentiles didn't want to deal with Jews. The Holy Spirit comes in and takes Jews and Gentiles and brings them together in what the body calls one body. No longer is your background, your history, your class, how much money you make, where you're from, what country you hail from. No longer is that to be the preeminent issue when you enter the family of God. The thing that binds you together now is the Holy Spirit, which means if you are naming the name of Jesus Christ in your family or in our church and you are divided, the Holy Ghost is missing. There is no Spirit. Because if the Spirit is there, there is oneness. If the Spirit is not there, there is confusion. So if you and your wife getting ready to split up because you have personality differences, that's not your problem. You had differences when you met each other. Y'all just lied and hit them. The difference is that the Holy Spirit is not operating in that environment. That's the problem. It's called the unity of the Spirit. That's why he says there's one Spirit. There are many parts, but there's one Holy Spirit. So when everything and everybody gets connected to the one Spirit, while they don't lose their uniquenesses, they all now pull in the same direction. I like mayonnaise on my sandwiches. Now let me explain what mayonnaise is made up of. Mayonnaise is made up of oil. That's why mayonnaise is fattening, because it's full of oil. They also take water and mix it with the oil to make mayonnaise, but there's a problem, and that is oil and water don't mix. But I need mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is thick and pasty, but I've got oil and water. How am I going to get oil and water in the same jar to form mayonnaise? They have to be emulsified. That is, there's got to be something that can reach out to water and something that can reach out to oil and pull them together and bind them so they don't shoot back their own way. So in order to make mayonnaise, what they put in it are eggs, because eggs are emulsifiers. And what eggs do is they grab the water and hold on to it. They grab the oil and hold on to it. And every time the oil and the water want to separate, the eggs say, you're not going nowhere. We're going to have mayonnaise in this jar today. And what they do is they hold on to the two. When the Holy Spirit takes over, black people can get together with white people. Rich people can get together with poor people. Short people can get together with tall people because the Holy Spirit is holding you together. That's why it's called the unity of the Spirit, because he is the emulsifier. He can take different personalities in the home and he can bind them together. That's his job. He is the emulsifier. That is why all the plans, the meetings, the programming, the counseling in the world will not solve to bring different people together without the Holy Spirit. It is the unity of the Spirit. Because while they're different personalities, he says, it's the same Spirit. While they're different backgrounds, it's the same Spirit. So the divisions that you are facing and the reason why churches scatter and split is because the Spirit is lacking. So that means you got to solve the Spirit problem to solve the unity problem.
Dr. Evans will return with the importance of finding that solution in just a moment. In the meantime, you can learn more about building unity in your own church, in your neighborhood, and in our country with the help of Tony's current message collection, Love Will Overcome. These 8 messages address unity not as a slogan, but as a spiritual calling empowered by God's love. It's an honest biblical look at a problem that's in the news and in your community. We're making the entire audio set available right now in a special package that includes Tony's popular book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart, a powerful prayer devotional that can help you move from frustration and division to faith-filled action and reconciliation. The entire package is yours with our thanks when you make a contribution to help support the ministry of The Alternative. You can get the details today right on our homepage at tonyevans.org. Or call our resource line anytime at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are there ready to help with your request. That's 1-800-800-3222. We'll return to part 2 of today's lesson right after this.
On the Unbound podcast, Dr. Tony Evans hosts meaningful conversations with all kinds of guests. Here's a moment with hip-hop artist Lecrae.
So when you are 76 and you look back over legacy, what do you want that to say?
I love to stand in the gap between hip-hop world and the church and translate the languages for one another. And if I could die being that bridge, I'm a happy man.
Catch talks like these on the Unbound podcast.
You can listen to the Unbound podcast with Tony Evans any time of the day or night on his YouTube channel or on your favorite podcast platform. Right now, let's get back to today's message on the unified church.
Turn your Bible now to St. John chapter 17, Jesus' high priestly prayer. Let me start by reading verse 19. Jesus is praying to his Father. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in the truth. I do not ask in behalf of these alone, but for those who will believe in me through their word, every believer, that they may all be what? That they may all be one. Even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be perfected in what? Unity, that the world may know that thou didst send me and didst love them even as thou didst love me. Now watch this. Jesus is now praying for his body, the church. And he says, Father, I want you to give to them what you and I have. We got this unbroken relationship, and I want you to bind them together with me so that what I get from you, they get from you too, because they're in the same relationship to you that I am, a one relationship, a unified relationship. Here's the point. Only when you are in unity will God respond to you. So then how does this unity function? Ephesians 4. He says in verse 3, be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Be diligent. Make this a top priority. That's why any believer who is not an active, vital part of a local church is in sin. They are outside of fellowship with God because they are missing the family, the bigger agenda. And then he comes and he says, verse 12, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. He says, every member should be investing in the life of the local church so that everybody grows through the corporate impact of each individual member. We got a dreaded disease. We all hate to hear it, cancer. Cancer is simply cells that don't want to go along with the program. These are cells that want to be individualistic but still hang out in your body. Cancer only has one agenda, and that is to shut you down, to close you down. They want to kill you, which is why when you discover you have cancer, they give you chemotherapy and radiation treatment. They try to kill it, because if you don't kill cancer, guess what? Cancer will kill you. So they go after it because they understand when anything is allowed to disrupt the unity of the whole body is in trouble. So it is with the faith. The greatness of our church is that every member plays their part to make sure the whole gets to be what all God wants it to be. And when God sees you cooperating with the whole, he'll remember you when your particular need comes up. But if he sees that you only care about me, myself, and I, you have no time to minister, you only want to be ministered to. What he is saying is you're part of something bigger, and the whole body, the Bible says, is to pull together. But no, see, the problem is we got, you know that old song, Mr. Big Stuff, who do you think you are? We got big time, big Christians who don't understand you are what you are by the grace of God. You take away the grace of God, you're absolutely nothing. See, we got cruise ship Christians. To get on a cruise ship is like heaven on earth. It really is. You know why it's so wonderful to go cruising? Because everybody does everything for you. They have 18 meals a day. So you know I love cruising. If you don't want to get out your bed, don't worry about it. They will bring room service to you. You know they will iron your clothes. They will clean your clothes. They got entertainment. They got all this stuff. You don't do a thing. You'll be chilling on a cruise ship. But a lot of folk think church is a cruise ship. What they gonna serve up on the Bible teaching menu today? What the choir gonna serve up in the singing ministry today? I got a problem. I need the deacon's fund. And then folk get mad if you don't give me anything from the deacon's fund. See, when folk call us from deacon's fund, we check their ministry. See, we check their ministry. We say, what ministry are you in? If you stutter, we know we got a problem. What ministry are you in? But we'll just take your word for it. We call a ministry here. Because a lot of folk want to get mad if you don't serve them. Because they think this is a cruise ship. It's like the man who went to the deacon's fund at the church. He said, Pastor, I need some money. Pastor said, well, what church are you a member of? He says, well, actually, I'm a member of the invisible church. I don't belong to any local church. I just kind of belong to the whole body of Christ worldwide. I don't belong anywhere in particular. Well, the pastor reached in his pocket and said, here's some invisible money then for you to spend. What people want is they want the benefits. No, this is the battleship we on, where all hands are on deck. Everybody's doing something. Everybody's participating so that the whole body is built up, he says. And when it works, it is awesome. You know, you're walking down the street, you up, you trip and hit your toe. A number of things happen immediately. Your nerve in your leg sends up to your brain and tells your brain, right toe in pain. So your brain sends a message to your left arm. Grab right toe immediately. Then it sends the message down to your left leg. Get ready, all the weight coming your way. Then it sends the message out to your mouth. Let everybody else know you hit your toe. In other words, you got one little member in trouble, but your whole body reacts. Why? Because everything is connected, that's why. That's, he says, how the church is supposed to be. Every part connected, so the whole body is well. You know, it's like, I have a headache, let me lay my head down. If you have a headache, all of you are going down. Because everything is connected. You are not on your own. Or if you are on your own, God is going to say, be on your own. And so that's why you've not heard certain answers to your prayers. Because God can work to you, but he knows he can't do anything through you. Because all you're concerned about is you. You don't remember you are connected.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the incredible importance of building unity in our churches. And he'll return in a moment to wrap up our program with a closing word of prayer. Don't go away.
What if you could step off a plane and step into history? Living History, where stories you've heard for years come to life and take on new meaning because you're right there where they happened. Instead of telling your children about the resurrection, imagine standing with them in the empty tomb. Picture yourself on the Mount of Olives, in the Garden of Gethsemane, or exploring the Old City of Jerusalem. You can do all this and more on the vacation of a lifetime. And do it with Tony Evans when he hosts his Israel tour. You'll enjoy world-class accommodations and delicious meals as you tour the most beloved sites in the Holy Land. There'll be teaching sessions with Tony where you'll learn about the history and significance of the places you visit, plus great music and worship. Best of all, you'll share an unforgettable experience that'll change the way you understand Scripture. Now's the time to make plans since space is limited. Check out the complete itinerary at TonyEvans.org and make your reservation before it's too late. That's TonyEvans.org.
Dr. Evans has been talking today about the unified church, and you can continue this journey toward biblical unity with our Love Will Overcome resource package. It includes all 8 full-length messages from the series, unpacking what Scripture has to say about unity and reconciliation, plus the devotional book Stronger Together, Weaker Apart, a practical guide to using prayer to overcome division and build Christ-honoring relationships. This limited-time special combo offer is yours with our thanks when you make a contribution to support the ministry of the Alternative. As always, details are waiting for you at TonyEvans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where team members are standing by to help you day and night. That's 1-800-800-3222 or online at TonyEvans.org. Discrimination seems to be a problem that just won't go away. But Dr. Evans says that's because it's not just a problem, but something much worse. We'll find out what it is and what to do about it tomorrow. Right now, though, he's back to wrap up today's message with a closing prayer.
Dear Lord, we know that you've placed a premium on unity because you yourself are unified, even though they're distinct members of the triune Godhead. And you want us to reflect that as your image bearers. Would you awaken your people to not allow illegitimate differences to divide us, but to identify our differences, align those differences with you so that those differences complement one another in achieving your goal in history, which is your glory and the advancement of your kingdom. Thank you for working in the heart of your people to model before your world the uniqueness of our unified God. In Jesus' name, amen.